Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, grab your Pikachus and your Gokants and your Space Rangers Supers and chillax, because it's time for Too Much Nerd Talk, hosted by the group behind Blow Up Yamcha Movement. That's us, you know. Fuck Yamcha, I don't like him.
Oh, man.
He's like,
Ron,
he's
Ron's
like
at work,
Mark,
he
sent
a message. He said
Yamcha's
he'll be about
like Denmark to me.
Like...
Tell Ryan
no.
He better bring some mini donuts with him if he's going to be this late.
Listen, okay, I'm a big DBZ fan, okay, and Yamcha's like, because, sorry, my favorite's Vegeta, so Yamcha can just go screw himself, so. But I have
so you're
to
with me,
Yamcha's
right?
Credit.
You agree with me, yeah, we should just let him blow himself up. He's like Denmark.
Well, yeah, you know, it's going to happen anyway. But the cool thing about Yamcha is they have perfected the way that he dies, and now they replicate, like, his death scenes in other manga and other anime. It's pretty great, actually. It's funny to me. But anyway.
Well, tonight's episode is going to be about bootleg toys. Which, when I started doing research on this, I found out a lot of stuff here. That bootleg is just really an umbrella term, because bootleg just means something sold illegally. Now,
yeah.
So that's more of the umbrella term. Then I looked up ripoff, because I was like, okay, well, maybe like ripoff toys, you know, and then that's still in something. So the correct term, I guess, would be like counterfeit, but sometimes they're not counterfeit, because it would be like, say... It might be that name brand something majigger, but, like, you're selling it out of the back of your car.
The term you should use is generic.
Generic. There you go. Or and then you got some that's kind of like the same – or some that would be, like, say, this is straight, like, made from the mold of that toy but painted weird as hell, or, you know, paint, like, you know, like not made by the same company, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
I was reading into this. There was actually, like, and I think it was a mode of some Ninja Turtles or something like that, that somebody that worked at the factory stole. And then, like, he went to work at another factory and started a thing himself, and that's, like, they made some counterfeit ones. And then some places made some counterfeit ones of those. So now you got, like, a black hole of, like, counterfeit of counterfeits of counterfeits of, like,
well,
these Ninja Turtles.
How is it now? So how weird is it now, though, if you held up, like, the 90s version of the Ninja Turtle toy and the toys that come out now, and you think, oh, that's the generic now, but really, no, that's what they made them look like. Like, it looks cool.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Some bootleg, it's crazy, though, like, some of the bootlegs look, like better than the actual the toys.
Depending on where the bootleg was made, I guess.
Well, see, I grew up right next to, like, the border, you know, Mexico, like, literally, like, right there. And you see a lot of, like, bootleg merchandise and stuff. Like, when I was talking to Ryan earlier, he wanted to keep it at toys, but since he's not here yet, I'll talk about this a little bit. Like, you see a lot of, like, bootleg merchandise come that from over there. Like, for example, I don't know how popular it was here, but, like, when I was a kid, West Coast Choppers, the TV show.
Yeah. What
West Coast Choppers, you know what I'm talking about? Like, where they would fix, like, the motorcycles and all that stuff?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. I'm sorry. There's this huge-ass spider that just ran. I mean, like, it was like the size of a ball. Anyway,
Lacey's
going on.
Being taken out by Charlotte's Web over there. But anyway, they would have these,
Harry
like,
Potter, but anyway.
I remember I remember in school, right, and you'd see kids wearing them, and then, like, you would know, like, they got them from Mexico, because it would be just, like, one little thing would be different than what the actual design would be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just remember the West Coast Chopper shirts, because, like, for example, on them,
okay,
it would be, like, they added an outline to the cross of it or whatever, where the original ones don't or something. It would just be something as minor as that. So sometimes, like, you can't really tell unless you know. type thing. But
okay, so I can remember back when I was a little kid, and one of the it was Winnie the Pooh. Okay, and like we're in elementary school, and one of my friends who was I was poor when I was younger, and then my friend that was she was a little more, like their family made a lot of their clothes as well. But she was so excited that she got this Winnie the Pooh shirt, and it creeped me out when she wore the shirt because the legs, it was just not proportionate, and it looked creepy. It looked like it was going to come to life, you know, those type of things. So you knew it wasn't the actual Pooh shirt, but it made her happy. So, that you know, more power to her. I was so proud of her.
You're trying to tell me it was a scary shirt, right? So it was a Winnie the Boo shirt?
I don't know. It was creepy though. Like the eyes were off. You could tell they were a little off, and then the legs, the body was just proportionate. So,
wow.
But anyway, you know, I remember things like that growing up in the 90s because you've seen a lot of companies try to come out making the same thing, but they didn't want it to look like it was exactly the same thing so they could sell it. You know, kind of thing. So the funny thing
was
like the rip off of the car.
Oh my God! I had so many of them as a kid, but like I used to hate getting them because they would break so easily, and I would always like getting the Hot Wheels or the Matchboxes better because they wouldn't break. But you like
right.
I'm sure Ryan probably got these as a kid too. But you would get like the pack of cars, but it'd be like 10 of them in a pack, but it'd be like those like cheap ones.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, you would break, like, four of them trying to pop it. You'd break, like, three or four popping them out of the damn thing.
Yeah. So, me and Ryan were exactly 1 year apart. So, we were raised kind of like twins almost. A lot of our toys we shared. And
thank you for bringing that up because that's gonna come into the ad later, guys. So, that should be a...
We're what they call Irish twins. But, anyway... like growing up, our toys were a lot the same. And of course, like I said, it was kind of hard when we were younger because right there when we, I say about 5, maybe 6 years old, those funds were kind of hard, you know. So our toys we shared a lot of. And the Matchbox cars and all those things, they were, we shared those. And you're right, like there was certain ones like we would get from like Fred's that would, if you opened up the back, at least a wheel would come off one or something like that. But we would rather wait to get them from Walmart. They would be cheaper at Walmart, but for some reason they were more sturdy. I don't know. Anyway, it was.
I don't know what it was either with them.
It could make it one trip around the track. Some of them would, and they would just die like a horrible death. the other ones.
The ones you would get in, like, the Happy Meals at McDonald's. Even the ones you would get in the Happy Meals at McDonald's would be more sturdy.
I love getting Happy Meals or a Burger King meals, like their Happy Meal versions, because you got McDonald's, you got the cool little toys. At Burger King, you got...
I just want to throw this out there because I am fat and I know my food. They are called Big Kid Meals at Burger King. Okay.
Big Kid.
Continue.
There you go. Okay. My bad. But, like, I loved going there and getting the Big Kid meals because you got, like, VHS tapes of things. Like, you got, you know, it was great. Like, you got a meal and you got a VHS tape. I'll never forget I have, like, 1, 2, 3, 4 Backstreet Boys concerts on VHS tape from Burger King.
Speaking
I thought it was
Backstreet
the greatest
Boys,
thing. I was too poor.
Here's a good one. Speaking of Backstreet Boys, they're reunited and they are doing something in Vegas.
They have been. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but they're
already
in Vegas.
Out of Vegas. They've done a tour now. They've done a whole new album.
I'm sorry, you're
going to
be
thinking. Tour.
I'm sorry. I was mixing Backstreet Boys up with the other one. NSYNC, they reunited.
Yeah, Backstreet Boys are actually
on a new song or something, too.
Which was actually pretty cool because first, New Kids on the Block, which was from the 80s, they started a tour, and they got Backstreet Boys started back up, and now Backstreet Boys is helping getting NSYNC started back up. So it's pretty cool. Like,
the
anyway,
thing is, though,
yeah, I have
Timberlake
tons of
actually came back, so that's pretty cool.
Huh?
Justin Timberlake actually, like, you know, came back and rejoined. He must
be
desperate for money or
the
something.
Problem. I mean, he wasn't the one that posed of it the most. JC, I think, was the one that had to kind of try to get him to come back. to do it. So
yeah, I don't know all the names. I know there was Lance. I know some of the names. I don't know all of them. I know Lance, JT, Justin, Joey, and I always get the other one.
Chris?
Who?
I believe it's Chris. I can't. Bless his heart.
Chris,
I can see his face.
Yes. I can too. I can picture that first CD. I can picture all their faces on it. Chris is the one that has like the dread.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty cool.
I knew my NSYNC guys. I grew up knowing. Oh my God! I can believe I know my NSYNC.
I can think they're all right, but be great for me. But anyway,
I had one of the first CDs I ever got. Some of the first CDs I ever got for Christmas one year in like 99, maybe even 98, was Smash Mouth, I forget the name of the CD, but it had All Star and all those songs on it.
Yeah.
And then NSYNC, it was the one before the Bye Bye Bye. It was like their first CD or whatever. And Hanson. And I don't know why I got Hanson. I never really liked Hanson. I just knew the one song from him.
Can't forget. Yeah, you can't forget 98 Degrees either. You know, you had them during that time.
And I couldn't tell you one of their songs, honestly. Like, I know, the only thing I know about 98 Degrees was the one that was married to Jessica Simpson.
Nick
whatever. And that's only because of the TV show.
Anyway, but that was one of the toys you got, too. You got, like, the little Hit It. Music things, like you had a little music player that played them. You remember getting those?
Yes. Now that's a ripoff toy.
It is, and you get it, but it was better than the actual thing. Like,
you know why it only played like 3 seconds? Because that's about as all it was. That's all you're allowed to like steal or whatever before you have to pay. So that's how they were getting away with doing that, or 5 seconds or whatever it was.
Well, they ended up getting right to it because they let them do commercials. And so once they did the commercials, you know, and they got profit off.
Like the first ones that they did it with, I don't think they had rights with it or whatever.
Yeah, the first ones they actually come out with, they only got so many, like you said. And then once it really showed that it was going to be a hit, they started doing the commercials. And then once they started doing the commercials is when you started getting your VHS tapes from them. And you started getting the actual song. And you would only have one song on each one. You had to collect them all. I remember that.
Yes. Yes.
We'd switch them on the playground.
All right. Well, we'll see. Before Ryan gets here, we'll go ahead and do the ad, and then maybe he'll be here by then. All right, guys. Here's the ad for the week. Yo, check out up-and-coming podcasting siblings, Brian and Stacy. They were born 4 months apart. They are Scottish twins. The producer is Toyota. And, be on the lookout for Toasting the Earth. It sounds very interesting. I think I will check it out. I feel like I've heard it somewhere before, but I will check it out for sure. All right. Here's something. I got three fan questions, and I guess I can ask these before we start because it's not, you know, like it ain't going to lead to anything with the show. So,
right.
Let's see. Did you own any bootleg toys as a kid?
Yes. All the ones we've talked about before.
Yeah, I was just about to say, we kind of already answered that one a little bit, guys. Okay, here's a good one. Have you ever gotten a bootleg toy as a gift and not know? Like, you know, find out years later, oh, wow, that was, not the real thing.
I did, actually, once. I got, you remember the geniuses, like the genius babies?
Not all.
Do you remember
honestly.
That?
Was it like a doll?
Okay,
like
doll, apparently they're very genius. They're highly intelligent, but when adults were around, they sounded like babies, but really they were intelligent. Anyway, they had a whole movie franchise and stuff. For one of my birthdays,
Baby Geniuses. I saw the first one.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen the first one.
Yeah, and then they came out
exactly
with a cartoon. Tiny Einstein. I went off of that. But anyway, I got a toy for one of my birthday gifts. It was a ripoff of one of the babies on there, and it was supposed to like be like him, but it was like Cabbage Patch doll like. So, but yeah.
Hmm.
That was the biggest one I could think of.
I'm sure I have. I had a lot of, like, wrestling figures as a kid. I'm sure some of them are probably fucking bootlegs or something at one point.
Probably.
But, you know, I didn't really – see, we grew up in the generation, like, we had imagination. So, like, I could play with two – I could have played with two pencils as a kid and kept myself entertained for hours.
Yeah, like I said, we probably had 1,000 different bootleg toys. We didn't know. We didn't care.
Yeah.
In our imagination, they were somebody else anyway.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to say, yeah, I'm sure I have. I just not offhand can think of, you know, like, just anything. Oh, yes, I can. My grandpa got me 1 year for my birthday or something. Actually, no, it wasn't a birthday or nothing like that. It was over the summer because me and my cousins were down there visiting. He gets us all what he said was super soakers, but they weren't super soakers. I don't know what they were, but they, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They were pooper
soakers
or something.
We have a ton of the knockoff Nerf guns and stuff.
Yeah. See, I had a bunch of them as a kid,
too. That actually works better than the Nerf gun.
Yeah, and here's a good question right here, and this is our last fan question. Is, are bootleg toys worth anything? Yes, actually. I've looked into this today, guys. And some of the knockoffs are very collectible. I mean, like, it depends on, like, what it is. And some of them are even worth more than the toys that they're ripping off. So that's even crazy. Like, trying to think of certain ones. Because, hold on 1 second. I'm pulling it up right here. Oh, it's because they have limited production runs. That's what I was trying to think of. Thank you, computer. Use my handy dandy Googler.
Ryan just sent a message in. He said that his release has not came in yet, so he's not going to be able to make the show. So
tell him he's good. Mean you got it.
Yeah.
We're rocking it right now. Tell him we'll save the main topics of the show for next week for him, and we'll go over it then,
okay.
But we'll just go over a few things this week. We won't do the whole show.
That'll be all right. We'll work it.
All right, so I guess then we can jump into some counterfeits, some bootleg toys.
You were saying, like, one of the, like, if any of them are worth anything, but, you know, Barbie was really big. Well, remember when the little people decided to come about and had the whole little people, and now, like, their house and all their people and stuff like that, it's almost more expensive than Barbie's now if you go on a look, like, for them going, like, on eBay and stuff, like collectibles. That was my input on that. Yeah, pretty cool.
See, I have – okay. Here's one, too, that – I guess this would go back to one of the questions that was asked, because I do own a bootleg something right now. It's not a toy. It's a merchandise. And the crazy thing about it, before I tell anybody what it is, the crazy thing about it, because I've done research on it and, like, talked to other people, that it's a real thing that people – that somebody made back years ago. Like, I'm talking 40 years ago or so. But it was a – bootleg then, or counterfeit then, or something like that. But like, they produced it, so it's rare now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But anyways, it is a Randy Poffo baseball card, which, for people who don't know who that is Randy Savage, the wrestler. And yes, he really did play baseball before he was a wrestler, and he did have a card come out. But the thing about it was, it can't be proven that it's. The card itself is, if you ever have the thing that has, like, all the cards, and it tells all the cards that came out that year, it's on it. But it can't be proven that the card actually came out, because they think that card was part of some that didn't get produced or whatever, or mass produced or anything. So if it is, there's only a few of them. But somebody made a bunch of fake ones back in the day, and now those are worth some. And I happen to somehow came across them at one point. I couldn't help but get it because I was like, I know it's fake, but, you know, it's one of those things like, well, I know.
When will you ever see one of those?
Yeah, it's one of those things like I'm not going to have that opportunity again, even though I know it was fake and everything else. And what I think is the funniest shit about it is on the back of it, it talks, you know, like on baseball cards, it talks about, like, their facts and stuff of the baseball. Like, he throws a fastball or he pitches left-handed, you know, stuff like that. This one says he has improved his swing by dropping his elbow, which was his move in wrestling. So that's what I thought was funny about the card. My bad. But anyways, I guess I do own some counterfeit merchandise right now or something. That's what I was getting at with that.
Lord.
I just looked over and saw it, and I thought to myself, like, damn, I do own something counterfeit right now.
I probably do somewhere. I don't know. Like, I'm a big Ninja Turtle fan. I'm sure there's something that I have in my collection that's probably not. Like,
so many crazy different counterfeit Ninja Turtles. Did you see some of the ones I sent you?
Yeah, I've seen the ones you sent me.
You know what's crazy about some of the counterfeit ones? Like, they're only painted in the front, so the backs aren't. So it would look like, you know, green,
like,
and all that in the front, and the backs would be, like, white.
Like, I don't understand why, like you got done halfway through and, like, this ain't going to be worth nothing, just because done with it.
Well, no, it's because you only see the front in the box. See, they won't know it's a shitty ripoff toy till once they – this is how the ripoff toy business thing works with that. They do that right there. They shittily paint it, you know, just paint the front enough where people see it, blah, 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 right? They package it where you can't see the back. They're hoping that, like, some grandma or grandpa's like, oh, my grandson, little Billy, loves the Power Rangers. Oh, this must be one of them new ones. You know, Power Space Patrol. Must be the new one. You know, something like, and that's what they're hoping for with that.
So, like, my sister, she grew up, my sister's 9 years older than I am, so she grew up in the 80s. And so one of her biggest things was the Garbage Pail Kids, which was the scary version of the Cabbage Patch Kids. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Those were creepy. Like, I couldn't imagine.
Those,
like,
some of those cards are worth a lot, though, the cards that came with them.
It's true. It's true. They actually made, like, little book, like, thin book stories with them.
Yeah.
And those actually, if you collect, you have all collective, because they only made so many of them. You have the whole collection of them, they actually could go for quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
And that's sad because Cabbage Patch Kids, you know, actually they don't have anything like that. So, I mean, you could collect the Cabbage Patch Kids and, that you know, have a collection of those, but as far as, like, little
right.
stories and stuff. So,
well,
you know,
it's
that's
crazy,
that's
too, what all's been counterfeited out there, because it's like, any toy you can think of, there's a counterfeit of it, pretty much. Like, My Little Ponies. There were so many crazy counterfeit My Little Ponies, I saw.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of My Little Pony ripoffs. Like, you can go to Dollar Tree right now and go and look, and there's, like, Little Ponies or whatever, and the odd names or something, but there's,
let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. Is it ripping off, or is it just being a similar, like, a cheaper product of... Because, like, at the dollar stores, like you just said, for example, you can, like, the My Little Ponies, it might be called something different, but it's just a cheaper version of the My Little Pony. But it's not an exact ripoff, because it ain't, like, calling yourself My Little Ponies. See, that was the whole bootleg thing when I was trying to, when I did the research on it.
The ripoff
like,
is
the
not
definition.
The product, it's not the product, it's the idea of what the toy is. Because
yeah, see,
when
there
the kids are playing
toys
with
out
them,
before My Little Pony, though. So in a way, would My Little Ponies be
about it, when your kids are playing with them, what do they call them? You know, they don't go look at
yeah,
the
that,
random name that's on them or whatever. They call
true.
My Little Pony.
Yes, that
it's
is
not
true.
Really.
Yeah.
I don't think they're, you know, like you said, they're manufacturing them as cheaper and they're a cheaper product. So really, they're not. But at the same time, kids, it is a ripoff because kids only think of the real original name. You know. But the original name isn't making the profit. No, they're not making the profit. So,
Makes sense.
But yeah. But I mean, like, as far as I'm all down for a Dollar Tree. My nieces and nephews, they'll go and get them a toy. They don't care.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if they can play with it. I mean, you know, if it lasts,
I'm gonna name
cool, but some that last longer than the actual. But
right,
they're supposed to be like. For example, my nephew Michael, he has like tons of Nerf guns and stuff. You know which ones last the most with him? The generic Nerf gun. Yeah, the other ones break really easy and real quick. They're not.
Oh, I know.
They're not
I know
strong
that.
Enough to withstand.
All right, I'm gonna name. I got four bootleg toys. I'm gonna name and. I want to see if you've heard of them in any way. Well, actually, three bootleg toys. The second one, Ryan and me were going to go back and forth on because we were going back and forth with it last show when we were talking about this. So we'll save that one. The ones that had the different superheroes in the packages.
Oh, yeah.
I'll save that one for him, but let's see. There's Special Man, which is Superman's Down Syndrome cousin, by the way. If you guys... See this picture. I sent it in our group chat. I don't know if you saw it or not.
And without making fun of Down syndrome, literally, that's what it is.
Yeah. It says Special Man, and it really looks like his Down syndrome cousin. I mean, it might not even be Down syndrome. I don't know what special needs this man has, but he has.
It was supposed to be like the idea for the superhero. Now they do it for all, you know, they make their Barbies and stuff to all different disabilities and things like that, so kids with disabilities can feel like they're normal, because they would see the other dolls and be like, they're not normal, you know, kind of thing. Well, this was our version of that, except for they called it Special Man, you know, which then takes away from him being an ordinary man, and now you put focus on him being special. So, anyway, yeah. We didn't
I didn't think that one either. Anyways, Robert Cop. It's a RoboCop. Robert Cop.
I did not
know
about that.
It is literally a RoboCop ripoff. This picture RoboCop, but it says Robert Cop. It is awesome. I really want to own one. I saw a couple of these things I really want to own, but... and then my last one is, now before I tell you what it is a wind-up toy, right? But on the box it says, try me. But on the box it says, try me. So how can you try a wind-up toy in a box?
Well, we used to, when we were young, off the back, like they would fix the box for the back.
Yeah.
You literally could stick your hand in.
This
and
doesn't have
twist
that.
The
this
thing.
Doesn't have
but
nothing
then it
like that.
In
it
the
literally
box.
Just says... It says wind me up and try me or something like that, but it doesn't have no way of doing it unless you take it out of the box.
Unless you take it out of the box, because you can wind it up all day and it's just going to be in the box, and the box is just going to shimmy.
Yeah.
Like,
right. But it is called Big Fella, and can you guess what you think it's a bootleg of?
Fella?
It's called Big Fella. I'll give you a hint. Big Fella was just in a movie not long ago where it was him or her, or I don't know, her, him, it. I don't know what it goes by nowadays. Versus a giant ape. Can you figure out what Big Fella or who Big Fella is a ripoff of?
Godzilla?
You figured it out.
Oh, man. You know, I should have probably known that because my stepdad, Tim, he collects everything Godzilla and has all the movies, and I think he actually has a bootleg on his wall.
He has Big Fella? No way.
He probably,
that is awesome.
I'll have to ask
if
him.
If he does,
sure
bring him on the show. We need to bring him on the show because I'm so curious about why is it called Big Fella and Godzilla's a chick.
Well, listen, so Godzilla... In the 90s movie, they portray Godzilla as a female. However, in the other movies, it doesn't portray as an any sex thing. So the 90s version is the only one that makes Godzilla look to be in a girl.
The one in the 90s, though, that Godzilla just looks fucking weird, yo.
Well,
that looks like Godzilla's
had...
Down syndrome cousin right there, yo.
Stop it. HR. Yeah, you're right. Like, it looked odd. However, you know, like the toy version of the 90s movie, it was kind of bad.
Well, I have a theory. Hear me out on this. I have a theory on why I think they made it look so odd, or why it looked so odd. I think they were trying to make it look cooler and more, like, animalistic than, like, the other dinosaurs that were coming out in the movies during that time. Because right around that same time, you had, like, the second Jurassic Park movie. You had that movie, I think it was called Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Probably had a couple Land Before Times that came out, because there's like 30 of those.
I love Land Before Time, man. We had all.
And then, there was one called We're Back, which was these dinosaurs.
Yes, we
cool.
Love that one too. We also have it on VHS and DVD.
I have it somewhere. I used to have it, or I have it somewhere. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, that's a bomb ass movie. Nobody that knows it. But
yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe they tried to like make Godzilla look more, instead of making it look more like a dinosaur lizard or something, you know, making it try to look more like,
I'm scarier
than this one.
Really lizard. Right. Yeah. But we're back.
I'm wondering,
now that
Godzilla is the Spinosaurus of that franchise, if that makes sense for all your Jurassic Park fans out there. That Godzilla movies, Jurassic Park 3. From now on, when a movie sucks, we compare it to Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah, that's Ron on that. He's really big in the part.
7 Jurassic Park 3s out of 2. Yep.
I watched them. They're okay, but they're not my biggest. But Ron loves them.
Jurassic Park, man. Oh, there's so much back. Dude, you would, I bet Ryan knows it, but, like, you would trip out on some of, like, the back lore and shit, like, not even from the movies, but from, like, the comics and video games and, like...
Oh, yeah, tell
like,
all about
websites.
That.
They set up, like, these websites back in the 90s and shit that had, like, all the... It was some badass shit, but it's, like, so much back lore to it, like, where it's, like, Dr. whatever the dude's name is, Lou... what is that doctor... The Asian dude that's in, like, Law and Order and stuff, too. The doctor from the movies that, like, makes the dinosaurs. Like, he's a very bad dude in that franchise.
Dr. Lee or Dr.
Everybody,
Lynch?
Everybody
Dr.
thought... Yeah. Everybody thought Newman from Seinfeld was the bad guy in the first one? Nah. He was the only sane guy in the first one. He was trying to make some cash.
He got killed. Anyway.
He got killed. He got murdered. But
Yeah. Well,
I'm out of bootleg toys to talk about, because I was going to go back and forth with Ryan with the most random
superhero. Did you hear me when I was telling you earlier that We're Back, that movie we were talking about with the dinosaurs, which is awesome? It has a sequel. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It's fantastic. We got both of them. But anyway, one day
I'll let you
borrow
it. What's the sequel called? What is the
second
one called?
Let your daughter watch it.
What's the second one called?
We're Back to.
We're Back to? Same characters, no? Oh,
same characters. I mean, it's got different. I think it's got different kids in it, if I remember correctly. So.
Well, the animation in that movie was so badass, too, for that time.
It really was. I really loved it. But anyway,
yeah,
I'll have to get you
movie,
to watch with Ellie. But, that was some of our favorites. And, of course, you know, we have all the Land Before Times. And
see, I stopped watching the Land Before Times after, like, the, I don't know, I'm going to say fifth one probably. I mean, I'm sure I've seen some of
the
other ones in the years. I just don't remember them, but there's so many of them.
We stopped watching after the seventh, but when my brother and my sister started having kids, then we got to film with them, and a lot of them are a lot more sing-along than they are actual stories. They're more sing-alongs with, but anyway. So The first six are elite. But anyway, I'm still looking for tree stars.
But, we need to do an episode on freaking 90s movies.
90s what?
We need to do an episode on, like, 90s kid movies. Because there were so many good ones, actually.
There really was.
Like, I remember watching, like, I think the first time I remember watching a Land Before the Time movie was probably in school. You know, like, one of the days they're like, oh, hey, we're going to watch a movie today or whatever, you know, when teachers get lazy and are hungover and whatnot.
Listen, we watched Lion King. I can't tell you how many times. I love Lion King. Y'all can quote it, but that was one of the movies.
This is what old I am, guys. I remember going and seeing Toy Story 2 in theaters on a field trip in, like, I want to say the fourth or fifth grade.
Do you remember the Chicken Run movie?
The Chicken Run movie.
Yeah,
oh, my
Run.
God, yes,
okay,
I do
so
remember Chicken Run.
We've seen that in theaters. We've seen that in theaters, sir. And that was so fun. It was hilarious. I mean, I loved it. But, I mean, like, we've seen Shrek in the first Shrek in theaters. We've seen Winnie the Pooh in theaters, for Pete's sake.
Okay, theater-wise, I didn't really go to the movies a lot when I was a little kid, unless it was, like, class field trips and stuff. But that's just because we didn't have a theater here.
Well,
now, once I moved out to Yuma, there was theaters at the mall and stuff, so, you know, I went more often.
Well, we had, like, big cities where you could, like, Jackson does was a big city. We could go and see them. Well, that was very few and far between. But we had a little small community theater in Lexington, the Princess Theater, Lexington, Tennessee. And that's where we've seen some of ours, too. Like, I can remember going as a kid, seeing them there. And, of course, it was cheaper going there. It was a smaller theater and more affordable. But still, it was a really big treat to actually go to the movie theaters. But it wasn't as expensive to see movies as it was now. People, like, a matinee for us was back then like $5. You could get in the matinee and see a movie, and you could get popcorn and stuff for a fair price. And you could go like two of you and have a $20 bill and see a movie, have popcorn and a drink. You know, can't do that now. No matter what time you go.
No, for sure.
But,
no.
I mean, so,
I think my coolest movie experience was, now this is out in Yuma, and I was in high school. I'm pretty sure it was my senior year. And Jackass 2 just came out, right? So a bunch of us went to get tickets, but, like, you had to be 18 to buy the tickets. Jackass, you know, back then, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
So our friend, like, we're also, like, 17 and shit, so our friend, like, bought us the tickets, and then, like, we couldn't get in without an adult, so, like, they let me in, because I knew the dude at the door, so I was, like, because that's how crazy it was, like, they weren't letting people in, but, like, once we got in there and sat down and everything, you look around, and it's literally all high school kids, like, it was, like, no actual adults, or you know what I mean, or little kids, and it was all just, like,
right.
High school kids who scammed the system to get in there that day to see Jackass 2.
Do you remember when Twister came out in theaters?
I do. I wish I would have got to see it because I heard they did, like, these big fan things and made it seem like the actual tornadoes and shit.
Mm-hmm. You were supposed to be a certain age to get in to see those, but we was our sister, actually, who was older than us, and we got in to see it. And we weren't supposed to. Like I said, she's 9 years older than I am and 10 years older than Ryan. So we're these little kids in the middle, and I remember we had a jacket thrown over the top of us, and, like, we were, like, it was like a cover. We were watching the movie, like, in between her and she has a few friends that went to see it. And I'll never forget, because Ryan couldn't sleep for, like, 3 days because he got the cow. Yeah, they had, like, the big fans and stuff. Yeah, and the misters and things during that movie. It was pretty epic. Yeah.
Oh, I do have a crazy theater experience. I mean, I was a part of it, but I saw it happen. I'm there, and now this was back in high school too. But we like, I got there, me and a couple of friends. We got there probably 20 minutes before the movie started or so. And it was like as everybody's coming in and shit. So we're like not at the very top, but like mid, right? And there's some kids, like people down below us, and they're like running around, like they're high schoolers, I would think, but like they're not mature. You know what I mean? Like they're just playing around,
right.
Not like normal kids. Like they're just like being loud. Some dude up at the top just throws a shoe. Like I literally just saw a shoe fly over us and hit one of the kids, and we're all like, "What the fuck?" And then he, like, it looks like he was about to throw another one, and the kids sit down. I'm like, I'm hoping that's your dad or some shit. Because this dude just threw a shoe. Didn't go back. Didn't want to try to get it. And I didn't ask questions. I was like, I don't want him to throw the other one at me.
Well, yeah, like, I remember it was a whole different experience when we went to the movies when we were younger, too. Like,
even going to rent a movie was a total different experience. Nowadays, they just go up, put your credit card in the damn fucking red box, and you got a movie. Back in the day, you used to have to actually go to the video store, and then you would see the case of the movie, but there's a chance that movie's not there.
Yeah.
Because they'd only be like, take two copies of that movie. Like, now, you can watch, stream them and all that, but back in the day, it would be like, say, for example, I don't know, a big movie, Terminator came out, right? It would be about 3 years later you'd find it in the damn movie store, and you might would find a copy of it. And you know what I mean? Like you're gonna find it like the next how it is now and shit. So
we were doing a game the other day.
I got it too easy.
We were doing a game the other day at work. Like how old? I'm this old, you know, and like so. that being the topic, you know, everybody talks about Blockbuster and stuff like that, but. I'm so old that my community had a generic version of Blockbuster. We had our own little Joe's Video, you know. We had where we went in, and it was a little town's had their own little.
We had what they called Hollywood Video, which is the same thing.
Yeah, and Ever Beaver Photo Center was in there. That's right. it was all connected. It was all a big thing, but yeah. Yeah, we had a gun store next door, actually. So it was quite interesting. But anyways, you know, we're that old.
Well, before we give out our ages, I guess this is a good spot to end the show on. Oh, man. Everybody, tune in Monday for Ask Me Levice. Lacey, what's our topic?
Come at me again.
To be announced. To be announced. Try to let me know by Sunday at least so I can write some stuff.
Yes, sir.
Wednesday, the stash. Because, you know, me and Logan's
awesome topic?
Like that.
What's your
yet.
Topic, sir? To be announced.
Something. It's going to be something. Me and Logan will talk.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then
next Thursday,
we'll go back to Too Much Nerd Talk.
And we'll have a free topic episode, so we'll just go over. You know, that's what we'll do next week. Instead of having just a topic, we'll have a just review topic episode where we just review some of the stuff we've already talked about and go over a few things, stuff like that.
All righty.
Anybody listening that knows Ryan, hit him up right now and tell him, haha, you missed the show.
Aw, he misses it. You know
and
he does.
Bacon rules. Hit him up and say bacon rules, sausage rules.
Yeah, tell him bacon rules because he really have a heart attack about that because then he can't argue with you because he's not here today. But anyway.
Yeah. Ha, I planned this. I made sure his coworker did not come in. I paid her off not to come in tonight so I can say that bacon is better than sausage. My brain's fried and not in a good way. Remember, everybody, always roast the world. Why?
because the world needs roasting.
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
Bye, everybody.